The Reds and the Pirates at Great American Ballpark for local dogs. It was Bring Your Owner to the Park Night, which they have those more often. Reds have a threat bottom one against Jameson Taillon.
It's pretty good to left. Going back, looking up, going to be gone. And the Reds off to a 3-0 lead. So two away, and here's Taillon. Weak ground ball down to short. Cozart shovels to Peraza, and he gets out of it.
Pitch. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. And a big fist bump into the air from the right-handed rookie, Rookie Davis. And this ball is hammered down the line. Right field, did he do it? He did! Three-run home run, Billy Hamilton. Oh, my!
Rip Votto flags it down. Tag play at second, and they'll make it. Votto has won a Gold Glove, and this is a Gold Glove caliber play.
Oh, did he?
Did Mez get it? Going way back. Gonna be gone. Devin Mesoraco gets his first home run of 2017 after 2 years of waiting.
The Reds take it 7-2, giving Rookie Davis his first career win with 5 scoreless innings. Andrew McCutchen stretched his on-base streak to 22 games in the losing cause. Brian Price got 5 scoreless innings from Rookie Davis and some timely hitting as well in the form of 2 3-run homers by Eugenio Suarez and Billy Hamilton as the Reds took down the Pirates 7-2. Here is Price sharing his thoughts following the game.
Well, I'm happy for him. You know, he really had to work for it, and nothing's come easy for him, you know, and the Pirates, they don't go away, you know. They give you good at-bats, and they grind it out. They had some deep at-bats, and they got his pitch count up, and you know what? He had some guys on base, and he just didn't give in, and he didn't break, and ends up giving us 5 scoreless, and it leads us into the bullpen, which does a nice job closing it out, and some big offense certainly helped the performance. Those are those innings there that if they get out of hand, and you know, you end up, you go, man, you know, what could have been? And a situation with second and third and one out, and was able to get out of it without giving up a run, and had multiple runners on, I think, the first 4 innings, and pitched his way through it and did a super job. So, you know, I think sometimes you have to pitch and get some results and before you really understand that you can do it here. And I think you got over a nice hurdle today. Yeah, there was 3 really nice home runs today. You know, it was Gino to get us on the board, and Billy on an 0-0 pitch for the 3-run shot out of nowhere to make it 6-0. And then the add-on run was big because, you know, the Pirates always tend to make a push, you know, and just adding on runs after you've scored, had a couple innings where you've scored is a good thing.
It's been a bumpy road for Rookie Davis thus far in his rookie campaign. Even though he walked a high wire act for most of his 5 innings on Wednesday, he did manage to put up a scoreless outing and pick up his first career win.
I would like for it to happen a little bit sooner, but you know, Mez did a great job, held a great game back there, and offensively got up on him early, and then you know, I just tried to attack guys and you know, just do my job and get a 7-1.
How much confidence? Go ahead. Was it big to, you know, bend but not break in those 2 bases, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, especially with how things went, especially in Milwaukee. You know, it was, you know, that's the biggest difference from this outing to the previous one, was being able to execute pitches and being able to keep myself composed and just compete. You know, and that's something that Mez, every time he came out there, was, you know, stop thinking, just compete. I got you. And you know, it meant a lot. You know, this first win is pretty special. I just have to keep it rolling now.
The last time you faced this team, you got hurt on the pitch by Taillon. And of course, he's in there today. You would have gone 5 innings probably that game if you'd not gotten hurt. How satisfying is it to get there? And did you have any deja vu coming in seeing the matchup?
A little bit. I didn't really pay attention to it very much, but you know, a win's a win. I would have liked to have gotten it in Pittsburgh, obviously, go back out for the 5th, but it's just how it went. Can't do anything about it now, so I just wanted to go out there and just compete, irregardless of who I'm facing or what happened previously. Just go out there and make pitches.
It had been 78 games since Billy Hamilton went deep, but the Red speedster did the trick on Wednesday, sending one right down the line for a 3-run shot to double the Reds' lead from 3-0 to 6-0. Here is Hamilton commenting on the long ball and the Reds 7-2 win.
I was just looking to get a base hit, man. I don't do home runs. That's just not what I'm here for. But like I said, it just happened to be out of the plate, and I was ready for my pitch one, which is something I've been trying to get better at, be ready from pitch one. Not saying I'm swing at first pitch, but be ready from pitch one. So like I said, it was just something that I went and watched it. He wanted to go in more, kind of left over the plate, and I put a good swing on it.
Is that the kind of the thing you were talking about the other day about being more square to the ball and less open? Is that kind of helping you in that situation?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, the last few days, I mean, I haven't been getting many hits that I want, but I've been having more good at bats because of me trying to stay square and not pulling out so much. And I feel like a couple of days ago, if I would have had the same approach I've been having, I wouldn't even touch that ball. I would have flew out of there and ended up fouling tipping or something. So like I said, it came in a situation where we needed a few runs, and like I said, it's just not that I hit home runs. I just wanted to put a good swing on it.
Do you know how long it had been since you had a home run?
No, I had no idea. But like I said, I mean, I know now. But yeah. at the time, I didn't know. But it's something I never keep up with. I mean, I could have went 300 more at bats that get a home run. As long as I get some base hits and get on base, man, is what I'm worried about. So like I said, the home runs have come. And like I said, I wasn't trying to.
Tim Adelman squares off with Ivan Nova on Thursday.